talking to Indians baseball this morning with Jim Rosenhaus, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Elko, Center Ridge, and Barton Road. Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us here on Friday morning, right in the middle of our, Christmas in July? Is that what's happening at the ballpark this weekend, is from what I understand?
Just last night, they had the Christmas in July. Wow. The good folks at Great Lakes Brewing Company, they brewed up a special batch of the Christmas ale and had it available at the ballpark last night. And it was a fun night for sure, and until the end, I know it.
Right.
For Indians fans, it kind of took a bad turn there at the end.
It's when our coal was in our stocking at the end like that. But I want to play a highlight of a familiar friend, well, a former friend, Yandy Diaz, had a big night last night.
Yeah. Did you say you're going to play a highlight?
Yeah, you're right. Well, hold on. Here it is.
Karen checks pitch. Swung on, hit a ton to left. Back goes Ramirez. He looks up, and this ball is into the bleachers. Yandy Diaz with just his sixth home run, and it's a one-run game. Karinchak gives up his sixth home run of the year. Boy, Yandy looked like he almost one-handed that and didn't look like he swung hard at all. And Tampa Bay now trails 4-3 with nobody out in the ninth inning.
Yeah, ended up tying it, and then with Brian Shaw losing it in the 10th last night, it's tough. I thought we had him last night. What happened, obviously?
Yeah, the bullpen's been really good most of the season, but Karinchak just couldn't get the job done in the ninth inning. And, Yandy Diaz with another good game against the Indians. And, Bruce, it's interesting. Sometimes players get traded from an organization and then they come back and it's trouble when they face them again. And really he's had some big games against the Indians before. And I know he really wanted to play here, thought he should have been in the mix at the time of the trade, and has blossomed as an everyday player with Tampa Bay and had a huge game last night, especially when it counted late in the game.
Yeah, and then so we got another game against them. In fact, it's four games with them. I was thinking it was already the weekend, but this is Friday, so this is the Friday night for the weekend against Tampa Bay with four games against. Who's on the mound today? Zach? Is it Zach Plesac?
Yes, Zach Plesac's on the mound for the Indians, and he's coming off a good one against Oakland his last time out, and this will be his third start back since a stint on the disabled list. And he has looked really good and pretty much the same pitcher that we saw early in the season before he got hurt, and what a boost that is. And I think we saw last night, I know the game didn't end the way the Indians wanted, but they got another good starting pitching performance, this time from Cal Quantrill. They'll try and back that up with Plesac, and slowly but surely the rotation's starting to come around again, and that's a real good sign.
We still have sort of shuffling back and forth, right, of a number of pitchers we need, and we send people down, brings people back. I see that there's, just a matter of getting players, if they're not going to be in any rotation right now, you want to at least get them some work in the meantime, right?
Yeah, and that was the case with Eli Morgan. He pitched really well on Wednesday night down in Houston, but the Indians have an off day Monday and then another one Thursday next week, so they don't need that fifth starter at that point. So he got sent down. They'll bring up Sam Henches to help out in the bullpen, and see how that works and go from there. But they want Eli to stay on rotation, and so he'll pitch at Columbus for at least one turn, maybe more than that, and then they'll slide him right back in. But that's strictly just an off-day thing, and so they're trying to keep him sharp.
Is there a limit to the number of times they can send somebody down or bring somebody back up in terms of making them sort of available to another team that might pluck them off the roster?
Not as long as you have options and you are on the major league roster. Now, you can be on the major league roster and still be in AAA, if that makes sense, the 40-man roster. Obviously, the major league one during the season is 26, but then if you're on the 40-man, you can go up and back as long as you have options left as many times as you like. Now, where it gets tricky is once you go down, you have to stay down for 10 days. You can't come back for 10 days unless there's an injury to someone, and that allows you to come back. So it gets a little bit technical, but the short answer to your question is you can go back and forth as many times as you want, as long as you have options.
That's good. Well, we hope the Indians keep all their options open for whatever they need to go. How do you like watching Franmil Reyes, by the way? You call him a mountain of a man. Is that in his press bio somewhere? Or?
No, he's just a gosh. He gets in that batter's box and there's no room left for anything else. He's a big guy, just a gentle giant. What a nice guy. The guys who hit it a long way, a lot of them don't talk about that or anything, but he just flat out says, I want to hit the scoreboard at that Progressive Field. not many guys do that, so that's kind of fun because he just puts it right out there of what he's trying to do. And he's had a really good year. Had the time on the injured list, but is still putting up good numbers. And he's a threat, and we saw it last night. They walked Jose Ramirez to get to him, and you're thinking, well, that doesn't seem to be a good idea, and then sure wasn't. He made them pay, and, that's huge, and that's the biggest difference with him back in the lineup is that other teams, all right, you want to pitch around Jose Ramirez? Good luck with that.
Yep.
And I think we saw that last night.
That's great. Well, again, it's we still have three more with the Tampa Bay Rays. 6:35 is the warm-up, first pitch after 7 o'clock. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next week. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. See ya.
Thanks. Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning with the Indians Talk, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Road.